Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Highly Sensitive Person, How to Thrive When the World Overwhelms You by clinical psychologist Elaine N. Aaron is a research-informed self-help classic that introduced many readers to the idea of high sensitivity as a normal, inborn temperament trait. Aaron argues that a significant minority of people have nervous systems that register and process stimulation more deeply, which can bring creativity, conscience, empathy, and perceptiveness, but also a higher risk of overwhelm in loud, fast, or emotionally charged settings. The book blends explanation, reflection exercises, and practical guidance. It helps readers identify whether the description fits them, understand why certain environments feel exhausting, and build daily habits that reduce overstimulation without shrinking their lives. Along the way, Aaron reframes sensitivity away from weakness or pathology and toward a trait that can be protected and used wisely, especially in relationships, work, and decision-making. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, defining the highly sensitive person and recognizing the pattern. A central contribution of the book is giving a coherent name and description to a cluster of experiences many people have struggled to explain. Aaron presents high sensitivity as a stable temperament trait rather than a disorder, emphasizing that it shows up as heightened awareness of subtleties, strong reactions to sensory input, and a tendency to feel quickly overloaded when demands pile up. Readers are invited to consider whether they consistently notice details others miss, startle easily, dislike chaotic environments, or need downtime after social and work intensity. The book uses self-assessment style questions to help readers distinguish an ongoing trait from temporary stress, burnout, or purely situational discomfort. Aaron also stresses that high sensitivity exists on a spectrum and can coexist with different personalities, including both introversion and extroversion. By organizing these experiences into an understandable pattern, the book reduces shame and confusion and replaces them with accurate self-knowledge. That clarity becomes the foundation for the rest of the guidance, because coping strategies work best when readers understand what exactly is being triggered and why. Secondly, the core features of sensitivity, deep processing, emotional responsiveness, and overstimulation. Aaron explains high sensitivity through a set of characteristic features often summarized as a cluster rather than a single symptom. Highly sensitive people tend to process information deeply, making many associations and reflecting carefully before acting. This depth can look like thoroughness, insight, and strong intuition, but it can also produce rumination if the person is chronically overtaxed. The book also highlights pronounced emotional responsiveness, including strong empathy and an intensified reaction to both positive and negative experiences. Because sensitive people pick up subtle cues, they may be affected by others' moods, conflict, or criticism more than they expect. The third recurring issue is overstimulation. When too many inputs arrive at once, such as noise, deadlines, crowds, multitasking, or constant social contact, the nervous system can hit overload, leading to irritability, fatigue, shutdown, or anxiety. Aaron ties these elements together into a practical model. Deep processing and emotional attunement are strengths, but they require deliberate pacing and recovery. The goal is not to eliminate stimulation, but to regulate it so sensitivity remains an asset rather than a constant drain. Thirdly, reframing sensitivity as a strength and repairing self-esteem. A major theme is the psychological cost of growing up sensitive in cultures and families that reward toughness, speed, and thick skin. Aaron describes how repeated messages such as "you are too sensitive" can cause people to mistrust their perceptions, minimize their needs, or push themselves into chronic overwhelm. The book encourages readers to reinterpret their histories through a new lens. Many past struggles were not evidence of failure but predictable outcomes of a sensitive nervous system placed in overstimulating conditions. This reframing supports healthier self-esteem because it separates temperament from character. Aaron also emphasizes that sensitivity brings real advantages: careful observation, conscientiousness, strong emotional insight, and often creativity. These strengths are most visible when the person is well-rested and not flooded by input. Practical reflection exercises guide readers to identify environments where they function best, times when sensitivity helps them make good decisions, and situations where they can advocate for what they need without apology. The book aims to create a balanced identity. Sensitive people are not fragile by definition, but they do require different conditions to perform and feel well. Accepting that difference is presented as the start of thriving. Fourthly, managing overstimulation with boundaries, pacing, and restorative routines. Aaron offers pragmatic guidance for reducing overload while still participating fully in work, relationships, and community. A key idea is learning to spot early warning signs of overstimulation, such as tension, irritability, foggy thinking, or a sudden urge to withdraw, and then intervening before the system crashes. The book encourages readers to design days around realistic energy limits, including scheduling quiet breaks, protecting sleep, and building transition time after intense events. It also addresses sensory triggers directly. Bright light, loud noise, violent media, or a relentless schedule can be managed through small adjustments like choosing calmer settings, limiting media that leaves lingering distress, and creating a home environment that supports decompression. Boundary setting is treated as a skill, not a personality flaw. Aaron discusses saying no, negotiating workload, and communicating needs in a way that is clear rather than defensive. Importantly, the book does not frame thriving as avoiding life, but as choosing stimulation levels intentionally. When sensitive people create predictable recovery time, their depth of processing and emotional responsiveness become sustainable advantages instead of sources of exhaustion. Lastly, relationships and work: using sensitivity wisely in social and professional life. The book applies the trait to two arenas where overwhelm and misunderstanding commonly appear: intimate relationships and the workplace. Aaron describes how highly sensitive people may be deeply loyal, attentive, and responsive partners, yet also more affected by conflict, harsh tones, or busy shared schedules. She encourages explicit communication about needs for downtime, gentler conflict repair, and environments that support calm connection. Sensitivity can also create dynamics where the HSP takes on too much emotional labor, so the book emphasizes mutual responsibility and respectful limits. In professional life, Aaron highlights how sensitive workers often excel at quality, accuracy, creativity, and reading interpersonal nuance, but struggle in settings that demand constant interruption. Competition, or sensory chaos. Guidance focuses on fit and strategy, choosing roles and work styles that reward depth, building protections against overload, and advocating for conditions that allow sustained performance. The goal is not to change the trait, but to align life choices with it. By treating sensitivity as a stable variable in decision-making, the book helps readers plan careers and relationships that leverage their strengths while reducing predictable stress points. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who feel chronically overwhelmed by noise, crowds, time pressure, or emotional intensity and suspect there may be a consistent pattern behind those reactions. It is also useful for partners, friends, and clinicians who want a non-stigmatizing framework for understanding why some people need more recovery time and gentler pacing. The practical benefit is clarity once readers recognize high sensitivity as a temperament trait. They can stop treating their needs as personal defects and start making concrete adjustments in sleep, scheduling, boundaries, and environment. Intellectually, the book stands out for linking everyday experiences to a coherent psychological construct and for presenting sensitivity as both a gift and a responsibility to manage wisely. Compared with many self-help titles that push generalized confidence or toughness, Aaron offers a more tailored approach that prioritizes nervous system limits, emotional attunement, and sustainable living. Its enduring reputation comes from validation, plus application readers often come away with language to explain themselves, strategies to prevent overload, and a more compassionate narrative about their past. In a culture that often celebrates constant stimulation, it provides a grounded alternative model of thriving through fit, self-knowledge, and intentional choice. If you would like to support Elaine and Aaron PD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.